Good morning, Indy. The White House is on lockdown this morning as the Secret Service investigates an unattended package left in Lafayette Park. Washington, D.C. police have blocked streets around the White House as they attempt to determine what may be inside that package. President Obama meets today with 10 Americans who wrote to him about how the Affordable Care Act has helped them. Their thanks is coming the same week that the House considers a bill to repeal the law known as Obamacare. Also, mark your calendars. The White House says the president will visit Indy on Friday. He's expected here at Ivy Tech Community College, addressing economics, education, and jobs. Airports are working to get back on schedule after snow buried much of the Midwest and Northeast this week. More than 500 flights are canceled this morning alone, and nearly 200 are delayed. Passengers in Chicago, Boston, and New York are seeing the highest number of cancellations. If you're heading out to Indianapolis International Airport, call ahead to see if your flights may be delayed, particularly those connectors. The state Senate is voting on a bill today that would allow some contractors to discriminate in hiring based on religion. The measure authored by Senator Travis Holdman allows religious-affiliated organizations receiving state contracts to hire based on their religion. More than 30,000 Hoosiers have a refund coming from the Indiana BMV. The latest round of overcharges total about $2 million over 6 years. Now, Governor Pence has weighed in. He says the charges involve delinquent fees for mobile and manufactured home titles, reinstatement fees paid by people who later proved they had insurance, and other miscellaneous taxes and fees. The teen arrested for killing a 13-year-old boy on a walk with his friends will now be charged as an adult. He's due in court today. Investigators say Dino Thompson III shot Ashton Harding in the early morning hours of January 19th. He was arrested on Saturday and formally charged with murder yesterday. One of the witnesses told police they were knocking over trash cans before Harding was shot. A man is hospitalized this morning after getting hit by a train on Indy's southeast side. Police say he was hit around 12:45 overnight on the tracks at the intersection of Van Buren Street and Linden. They say he was breathing and was suffering from leg injuries. They're not sure why he was on the tracks. The Indianapolis Metropolitan Police Department is observing Black History Month and is inviting you to check out their new exhibit, which is on the first floor of the City County Building's East Wing. It honors the first African-American police officers of the Indianapolis Police Department and was created as a tribute by civilian employee Patrick Piercy. The Pacers are back in action tomorrow night when they square off with the Pistons from Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Today's high, 38. Make yours a great Tuesday. I'm Kim Wells for 106.7 WTLC and TLCNaptown.com.